And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 5th of September, 2014. It was on this day, 1957, Jack Kerouac's On the Road was published. A rather true story of a cross-country hitchhiking trip that Kerouac and his friend Neil Cassady took in the late 1940s. Jack Kerouac encouraged the legend that the book was written in a three-week writing frenzy. Actually, it had been in the works for many years, though he did sit down and write a first draft in about 3 weeks, listening to a jazz station, drinking coffee. He was a fast typist, Jack Kerouac. He could type 100 words a minute, and it annoyed him to have to load a new page all the time, so he typed onto a roll of paper, 120 inches long, in which Kerouac wrote, "Once there was Louis Armstrong blowing his beautiful top in the muds of New Orleans. Before him the mad musicians who had paraded on official days and broke up their Sousa marches into ragtime. Then there was swing and Roy Eldridge, vigorous and virile, blasting the horn for everything it had in waves of power and logic and subtlety." It's the birthday of the avant-garde composer and humorist John Cage, born Los Angeles, 1912, wrote music to be played on flower pots and hoods of old cars. His piece Water Music required a piano, a radio, whistles, water containers, and a deck of cards. Best known for his piece 4 minutes, 33 seconds, in which the performer is instructed to sit silently at a piano for 4 minutes, 33 seconds, to draw attention to all the sounds made by the audience. And it's the birthday of the novelist Ward Just, Michigan City, Indiana, 1935. A newspaper man served in Vietnam, turned to writing fiction, his most recent American Romantic. Story of a Foreign Service officer, Harry Sanders, stationed in Saigon, sent on a secret mission which goes wrong and stays with him for the rest of his life. Here's a poem for today by Kim Dower, Bottled Water. I go to the corner liquor store for a bottle of water, middle of a hectic day, must get out of the office, stop making decisions, quit obsessing, does my blue skirt clash with my hot pink flats, should I get my mother a caregiver or just put her in a home, and I pull open the glass refrigerator door, am confused by brands, Arrowhead, Glitter, Geyser, Deer Park, spring, summer, winter water, and clearly the bosses of bottled water, real water and smart water. How different will they taste? If I drink smart water, will I raise my IQ but be less authentic? If I choose real water, will I no longer deny the truth but will I attract confused, needy people who will take advantage of my realness by dumping their problems on me, and will I be too stupid to help them sort through their murky dilemmas? I take no chances. Buy them both. Sparkling, smart, purified, real. Drain both bottles. Look around to see, is anyone watching? I'm now brilliantly hydrated, both real and smart. My insides bubble with compassion and intelligence as I walk the streets with a new swagger, knowing the world is mine. Bottled Water, a poem by Kim Dower from Slice of Moon, published by Red Hen Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to, thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.